Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Laundromat Business Bible by Robert F. Cannon is a practical business guide focused on launching and scaling a laundromat with limited starting capital. Positioned within the entrepreneurship and small business category, it presents laundromats as a relatively stable, service-based model that can produce recurring income if managed with careful planning, based on the available descriptions. The book aims to walk readers through the full process of getting started, from market research and equipment choices to financing and operational design. It also emphasizes systems that reduce day-to-day owner involvement, which makes automation and cash flow management central to its approach. Rather than treating the laundromat as a passive investment with no effort required, the book frames it as a structured business that can be built for long-term durability. Its main purpose is to give beginners and aspiring owners a clear, low-capital roadmap for entering a niche that depends on practical decisions more than advanced technical skill. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting a laundromat with little or no upfront capital. One of the book's defining promises is that readers can enter the laundromat business with small or zero capital, which immediately distinguishes it from many startup guides that assume substantial funding. This matters because laundromats are often perceived as capital-intensive due to equipment, build-out, and utility demands. The book appears to address that barrier directly by outlining financing approaches and cost-saving tactics that reduce the amount of cash needed at the start. The practical value of this focus is not simply that it lowers the threshold to entry, but that it reframes ownership as a problem of structure rather than wealth. For beginners, that can be useful because it turns an intimidating business model into a sequence of decisions how to finance, what to buy, and where to spend carefully. The central idea is that a laundromat can be made accessible if startup costs are managed intelligently, and if the owner avoids the common mistake of overbuilding before revenue exists. This makes the book especially relevant to readers seeking feasibility analysis, not just encouragement. Secondly, treating laundromats as a stable recurring revenue business. The book presents laundromats as a dependable service business built around repeat customer demand, rather than a trend-driven or fast-scaling digital model. That positioning is important because laundromats depend on a basic household need, which gives them a different risk profile from businesses tied to consumer fads or seasonal demand. The description suggests the author uses this stability argument to explain why laundromats can be attractive during uncertainty and disruption. In business terms, recurring utility-based demand can support more predictable cash flow if the location and service model are sound. The book seems to build on that principle by encouraging readers to think in terms of long-term operating durability, not just initial launch. This is a meaningful distinction because many new entrepreneurs focus on gross revenue without considering how a business behaves over years. By framing the laundromat as a steady income stream, the book encourages a more conservative and operationally grounded mindset. Readers are asked to evaluate the business on resilience, simplicity, and continuity of demand, which are core strengths of this category. Thirdly, choosing the right location, equipment, and market setup. A major practical layer of the book is its emphasis on market analysis, equipment selection, and startup planning. These are not decorative topics. In a laundromat, they directly determine whether the business can cover rent, utilities, financing costs, and maintenance. Location analysis matters because the surrounding customer base must justify the investment, while equipment selection affects service quality, repair costs, and capacity. The available material suggests the book explains how to evaluate these inputs before committing capital, which is especially important in a business where fixed costs are high and mistakes are expensive. This topic is more than a checklist because it shows that laundromat success depends on matching the business model to local demand and operational constraints. The logic is straightforward. If the site is weak or the machines are poorly chosen, no amount of later marketing will fully compensate. By focusing on these early decisions, the book appears to give readers a framework for reducing avoidable risk. That makes it useful as a pre-purchase decision guide as much as a startup manual. Fourthly, using automation and operational systems to reduce owner workload. Another distinctive theme is the book's focus on running the laundromat on autopilot through systems and automation. In this context, automation does not mean eliminating management, but reducing routine labor and making operations more predictable. The book's description suggests that it highlights ways to streamline oversight so owners can spend less time on daily tasks while still protecting profitability. This is important because laundromats often attract buyers who want a lower stress business than restaurants, retail, or other customer-heavy operations. However, the book appears to make clear that low stress comes from design, not luck. If payment, maintenance, customer flow, and staffing are managed efficiently, the business becomes easier to supervise at scale. The value of this topic lies in its practical orientation. It encourages the owner to think about process design, delegation, and monitoring rather than constant hands-on involvement. That gives the book a more operationally mature perspective than guides that only celebrate passive income. The book also places strong emphasis on making the business cash positive early and maintaining it over time through future planning and upkeep. That combination is important because laundromats are asset-heavy businesses, and equipment reliability affects customer satisfaction as well as profit margins. A guide that ignores maintenance would be incomplete, since machine downtime can quickly reduce revenue and increase repair expenses. The available descriptions suggest that the author treats future planning as part of the business model, not an afterthought, which is consistent with a durable small business strategy. Long-term expansion also appears to be part of the framework, including the idea of growing beyond the initial location once the first unit is stable. This is a meaningful contrast with books that only explain how to open a business but not how to manage its life cycle. By connecting startup, maintenance, and growth, the book gives the reader a more complete operational timeline. The result is a focus on sustained profitability rather than a one-time launch, which is a practical advantage in a category where neglected assets can erode returns quickly. In conclusion, the Laundromat Business Bible is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs who want a concrete, niche-specific guide to a service business with recurring demand and operational predictability. It will be especially relevant to readers who are interested in ownership but need a model that can be approached with limited capital and a clear step-by-step structure. Its main benefit is practical orientation. It does not stop at the idea that laundromats can be profitable, but moves into the decisions that determine whether they actually are, including financing, equipment selection, location, automation, and maintenance. That makes it useful both as an entry point for beginners and as a planning tool for readers comparing small business opportunities. What helps it stand out in its category is its narrow focus. Many entrepreneurship books speak broadly about money, habits, or generic startup thinking, while this one is anchored to a specific business model with identifiable operating variables. For readers who want a real-world guide rather than abstract motivation, its value lies in turning a familiar local business into a structured plan for long-term ownership. If you would like to support Robert F. Cannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.